USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When deputies arrived on scene, they responded to the shots fired call. When they got here, they were still hearing those shots.
Authorities in Southern California say 13 people are dead, including a gunman and a sheriff's deputy, after a mass shooting at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California, late last night. They say a man walked in a black trench coat, pulled out a gun, and started firing, also tossing a smoke grenade or two. This fire official says they think at least a dozen people were wounded.
Some of those that were able to get out of the facility actually drove themselves to the hospital. We're still trying to finalize that number and make sure that we've accounted for everybody.
2 days after the midterm elections and 3 U.S. Senate races, a dozen U.S. House races, and 1 for Georgia governor are still too close to call. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Bolt on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
The White House has banned a CNN journalist after a contentious post-election day news conference held by President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The White House has suspended the White House pass of CNN's Jim Acosta, accusing him of harming an intern who was trying to grab his mic away during a contentious exchange with President Trump. Acosta responded on CNN.
I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging.
In a statement, CNN said White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders lied. They said the White House revoked Acosta's press pass in retaliation for his challenging questions during the conference.
President Trump's proposed to the VP, Mike Pence.
Mike, will you be my running mate? Huh? Stand up, Mike, please. Raise your right hand. Will you? Thank you. Okay, good. The answer is yes. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
That happened during President Trump's post-election day news conference yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Canada is apologizing to Jewish refugees who were rejected entry during the 1930s. In the House of Commons, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, gave a speech yesterday asking for forgiveness for his nation's refusal to grant asylum to fleeing Jewish refugees. He characterized the act as callous, and he says they contributed to sealing the cruel fates of far too many of those who were harmed in the Holocaust. In 1939, Canada did turn away the MS St. Louis, which was carrying over 900 Jewish people. For the first time in over a decade, less than a majority of Americans say crime is a very or extremely serious problem in America. A Gallup poll released yesterday said 49% believe it was a very or extremely serious problem, but that number is down 10% from where it was just a year ago. Half of the Americans surveyed say crime is a moderate or not at all a serious problem. It's the first time the top number dropped below 50% since 2004. And a Texas judge is letting his juvenile defendants go free after losing his re-election bid. Harris County Juvenile Court Judge Glenn Devlin releasing at least 7 young people who appeared before him yesterday before letting them go, asking them if they planned on killing anybody. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.